The first helicopter was to be operational from Shannon 2 weeks ago, but due to a few technical issues that they seem to have run into with certification for nighttime rescues and for landing at some of the country's hospitals, they've been delayed for a short while now. They say that they still hope to be up and running to have the other three, Sligo, Waterford and Dublin, up and running by July of next year, which was the plan originally. But there are some question marks over the transition, and I suppose you will always have a transition when you are changing from one service provider to another. So hopefully that will all be sorted before it comes to Sligo's turn, which is the one we would be most concerned by. But we want that service to be given in the professional way that it is all the time.
And, Councillor, the safety of those is paramount, not only those that are operating the helicopter, but those who require the helicopter, be it for medical assistance or, as you have mentioned, for other things as well.
That's important. And, you know, there is... We want it to be in such a way that we have the best possible service and that everything is done right. And I wouldn't like to see them just to reach a deadline, put either the crew of the helicopters, for the one in Shannon, which is the first one that's up at the moment, or the people on the ground who need their service at risk. So it's important that it's done right. That's the most important thing. And I suppose sometimes we complain when things aren't double and treble checked to make sure everything is safe. But to be fair, they seem to be doing a very tight check on this to make sure that everything is right and in place. And we had the unfortunate incident at Blackrock, where we lost four wonderful crew members from a helicopter because of something that wasn't done right. And hopefully those sort of things will never happen again.